This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
Then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them's a thick-ass kid.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, here we are. That's right.
Ready.
What are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
We're going to foul.
Well, plus, we're free. No one's having to pay for this. So if you don't like it, cram it. It's free programming, for God's sakes. What do you want out of us?
Joey Harrington is going to be on at 5:30. Very special day, as he'll be in here a little bit early. Behind the scenes, he'll be warming up. To try to speed walk the 40 in under 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And when he comes on at 5:30, we will tell you if he was able to do it.
I think it's going to be close.
I think so, too.
Yeah. It's nip and tuck time.
Big day here at Odyssey.
Has a first-round quarterback ever tried in his 40s to speed walk a 40-yard dash?
That's a great question.
I don't know if this is ever... This may be the first of its kind.
So if he does it, he's the record holder.
I believe that would be the case. And can we also just real quick acknowledge just truly how bad this stupid Big 12 court is?
Well, we already did that.
It's just, it gets worse every time I see it. It makes it really hard to watch the game.
Yeah, we talked about that the other day. They have the Roman numerals, the X and the 12 on the floor. Like it's like Louis Vuitton.
It's just so
bad. Yeah, their commissioner said it's supposed to be upscale. So there you have it.
It's horrific.
Yeah.
And it does make it hard to watch.
Yeah. I have a seizure. It's like back in the day watching one of those 3D painting things that if you like unfocus your eyes, you see a spaceship behind it.
What was I going to tell you?
I don't know.
What was I going to tell you?
Couldn't tell you.
What was I going to tell you?
Again, don't know.
Should I ask you again?
You can go one more time. But unless I have some sort of psychic ability, I don't know where you were going with it. We're talking about Joey Harrington, first of its kind.
No, I got Aaron Rodgers news.
Oh, yeah. Is it Aaron Rodgers non-news? It
seems like I was going to tell you something else, though. Yeah, it kind of is. Mm. But people want to know what the hell's going on with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And The Athletic had a report today that laid out what's going on with Aaron Rodgers.
Mm. And that would be...
Oh, you want to know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So he is a free agent.
First time in his career.
And they're saying that Rodgers wants to go to the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
But the Vikings don't know whether they want Rodgers. And so what's happening is the Vikings are still kind of getting their... They're trying to figure out what they're going to do at quarterback.
Sure.
And while they wait, Rodgers is waiting for them.
Yeah. Well, that
so
was
that's
the,
really what's happening.
Yeah, because the talk was is that it was the Giants or the Steelers, and they basically both want Aaron Rodgers, and, you know, no one's going to make a move until he decides. And then there was the report maybe a day or two ago that all of a sudden Minnesota had entered their hat into the ring. And Rodgers obviously would rather go to Minnesota. I mean, come on. That is by far the best situation. Plus, it would be hilarious to see the Brett Favre career arc come full circle. It would be it'd be amazing. But when you bring Aaron Rodgers in, and this is what we talked about, two things. Are you willing to bring in the headache that comes with Aaron Rodgers for the production you're going to get? And is Aaron Rodgers willing to play inside the structure of Kevin O'Connell's system? Because for years, the knock, and that was the rub with like Matt LaFleur, is Aaron Rodgers wants to run the Aaron Rodgers offense, which is predicated upon Aaron Rodgers, total control, quick passes, get out to the flats. You know, that we all know the Aaron Rodgers total control at the line of scrimmage. And that's not what Minnesota runs. Far from it. So I think when you say, does Minnesota want Aaron Rodgers? I think that's the two-pronged attack. Is Aaron Rodgers going to be a bitch to J.J. McCarthy because he historically has not been great working with younger quarterbacks? Supposedly Zach Wilson and him were okay, though. So can you square that away? Is Aaron Rodgers willing to not do the darkness retreat, Pat McAfee sort of crap? I guarantee Minnesota's like, hey, man, if you want to go be on a podcast every week and air our dirty business, we're not doing that. Like, this is not what we're about here. And the other one is, can you play in the structure of our offense? And if the answer to those three questions are yes, one, buyer beware, because I'm not sure that those are going to be real answers. But if you can get those assurances, why not bring Aaron Rodgers in? And then the other one is, how much money does he want? And is he okay? What happens if J.J. McCarthy actually beats him out? And is Aaron Rodgers okay with that? Or does he want guarantees of being the guy? I do think there's a lot to work out if you're Minnesota before you decide to dive into the Aaron Rodgers pool. And I think that's a shallow pool, by the way.
Yeah, so Favre played in Green Bay till he was 39.
Yeah.
Or no, 38. And then when he turned 39, he went to the Jets for 1 year, and then he played two seasons in Minnesota at ages 40 and 41.
Hmm.
Rodgers played in Green Bay till he was 39, played two seasons with the Jets, even though he technically didn't even play a game in that first season.
He played, what, two snaps?
But that at age 40 and 41.
Hey, double it up. It was four snaps.
Oh, hey.
Was it?
One of them was a penalty, though, so I don't think it counted.
I think that's right, but I think four total plays.
And now if he goes to Minnesota, he would need, you know, two more years in Minnesota, ages 42, 43, and that is Brett Favre. The only difference is he played one extra season with the Jets.
Yeah.
And he was a little older.
I just know if I'm a Giants fan right now, realize that I am sitting around. And by the way, if I'm their GM or head coach, it's my ass on the line this year. If it doesn't go well, if I don't win 10, 11 games, I'm getting fired. Realize that you are sitting around waiting on one of three choices. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson. Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco?
Oh, yeah. They brought Flacco in. Russell Wilson and Joe Flacco are the other two quarterbacks that have visited the Giants.
If this were 15 years ago.
Exactly, right? Like, you are sitting around like, you know you've stepped in it when the savior for your job is one of those three players.
Yeah, it's tough. Apparently, the same Athletic article says the Giants have offered Rodgers the most money. Well, but he doesn't want to go there. He wants to go to Minnesota.
Well, of course he does.
And if he doesn't go to Minnesota, he'll probably go to Pittsburgh.
Well, because the Giants are the worst of those three.
So everybody's waiting.
And they're also the most desperate of the three because, again, their GM and coach are going to get fired. Always remember this. Teams make dumb decisions all the time because you're going to get fired if you don't do something desperate, which is why I hate lame duck coaches and GMs. Like, the Giants decided they were like, all right, we're going to give you one more year. Just fire him. Because if you go into the offseason and tell your GM and tell your coach, hey, it's do or die time, you are going to lead those people to make worse decisions because it's not based on what actually makes you better in the long run. It's based on what can I do to save my job.
It's based on desperation.
Yes. Cleveland falls into this right now. The Giants fall into this right now, where you're just kind of forced to make knee-jerk reactions. Whereas, like, maybe in a place like New Orleans and a place like Tennessee, Denver that ate a bunch of dead money last year, the Raiders this year, you've given them some runway to say, okay, if you're bad, that's all right. You know, we'll take our medicine. We'll lose four or five games and we'll move on. And, you know, and that should be enough unless you're like Gerard Mayo and then they fire you after 1 year. So even when you think you have a runway, you really don't. But it's just amazing how many dumb decisions get made based on, oh my God, I'm going to lose my job.
In other news, are you worried that BYU might not score tonight?
It's not going well right now.
Has there ever been a shutout in basketball?
I don't think so, but, you know, it's early. It's early. It is
first time out.
It's 9-0.
Houston is up 9-0.
Well, although, to be fair, I got it at 7.5, so I'm not down 9. You know,
you're only down 2.5.
Yeah.
You're down 3.
I'm all right.
Well, they need to score. If you're going to win your bet, they probably need to
score right now.
But I will say, this will encourage you. Mm-hmm. This is exactly how the first BYU-Iowa State game started. Mm-hmm. Iowa State was smothering them. I think they had like 5 points at the 10-minute mark.
And look what happened.
And they won in overtime. I think they hit 90 in that game.
They did hit 90 in that game. I think it was 90-87 in OT.
So, you know.
Problem is, Houston is not
Iowa State. They're better.
Yeah, Houston's really good.
Yeah.
Houston might be the best team in the country.
The black guys better than the white guys.
I know.
So far.
Hey, we ran out 2 black guys. We're doing our best.
You have two?
We got 2 that we ran out there, and one of them had a headband, so...
I was looking for the lowest scoring college basketball games ever. And in 1980, Oregon State and Stanford played to an 18-16 affair.
God, in 1980?
Yeah. January 28th, 1980, Oregon State wins by 2.
18-16?
Yeah. In 1973, lowest scoring game ever, Tennessee beat Temple 11-6.
6?
Yes.
I don't think we're going to get there.
God.
I'm pretty confident we can.
11-6? Who would even watch that?
It was back in the day, man.
And that's the lowest by 5 points.
Well, that was like back when...
So there was almost a shutout.
Remember when they...
6.
The old Hoosiers, right?
They got 3 damn buckets.
Yeah. Well, remember the... You know, obviously, the movie Hoosiers, the late, great Gene Hackman. That was the real story of... It was in the movie, it was Hickory. I think in real life, it's like Milan, I think was the name of the little town and the school. But that was before the shot clock... I think that game was in the teens because the Hoosier, the team that won, the little squad, they just held the ball for like 8 minutes at a time because they knew they couldn't play with them, so they would just run the 4 corners.
Yeah, Princeton used to do that, right?
Yeah, they just stand there in the corner and be like, well, let's hold on to the ball here for 6 or 7 minutes and then run our patented bounce pass and then try to win the game like, you know, 12-8. Or, you know, girls basketball back in the day.
Makes you appreciate Loyola Marymount, doesn't it?
Yes.
Paul West.
I always get Westfall and Westfield.
Westfall.
Westfall.
No, Westhead and Westfall
were
the 2 guys.
Yeah, Bo Kimble and Hank Gathers. And
which was it? Westfall.
I get it.
No, it was Paul Westhead.
No, it was Paul Westhead.
Westhead. He was because he came to Oregon too, right?
He was the women's guy. Yeah, he was the guru of go.
Yeah, guru of go. All right. Up next, who will win the Vetter Cup on the Fan? Houston 17, BYU 3,
hey,
and no, this is not football.
No, hey, we're making a comeback here. It was 15-0, and since being down 15-0, we've outscored them 3-2. So the comeback's on. The problem is they seem much bigger and more athletic, and we can't score on them.
Yeah, I would say they seem better.
Yeah.
Well, they beat you by 30 the first time?
31.
God, this is what's scary about Houston. BYU's good, and they're doing this to them.
Yeah, our offense just looks completely...
It's just like, a bad matchup.
There's just nothing they can do.
Yeah. I mean, you got to get more black guys.
They are up in BYU's grill. Look, we're throwing the 2 we got. What more do you want?
You don't have any black guys on the bench you can put in there?
Not really. We play kind of the 2. That's about what we're working with.
Anybody in the stands, maybe?
It's possible.
Help you out a little bit. Andy Reid's there.
Yeah.
He's a BYU Cougar.
He knows some black guys.
Yeah. Maybe Reed can call in some black guys for you.
We need something. We need something right now.
Andy Reid, by the way, looks pretty good.
Yeah, it looks like maybe he's dropped a couple LBs.
Yeah, dropped a couple LBs. The mustache looks great.
Well, he's getting longer in the tooth, so.
How old is old Andy Reid these days?
I think he's like 66.
Wow.
He's in his late 60s.
Well, hey,
he was a BYU offensive lineman.
66
really?
Is correct.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He was a BYU lineman, and he started his career, him and Mike Holmgren. Like, that was part of the Lavelle Edwards kind of like yeah. coaching tree.
So I've got news on the Vetter Cup. This will excite you.
Yeah, I saw this. I didn't.
Yeah, I know you love Eddie Vedder.
I do love Eddie Vedder. I think he's a national treasure.
He definitely is a national treasure. The victor in the annual season series between the Padres and Mariners mm-hmm. will now win the Vetter Cup.
Yes!
A trophy designed by Pearl Jam lead singer Eddie Vedder.
I was a little thrown because he's more of a Cubs fan than he is a Padres fan. But, you know, I get it. He goes, he's kind of claims all three.
The award is part of a charity drive benefiting the epidermolysis.
Sure.
Epidermolysis.
Epidermolysis?
Is that, what?
I don't know.
No, I think it's epidermolysis. Bolosa Research Partnership.
Okay.
If anybody knows what that is.
I don't.
That is an organization co-founded by Eddie and Jill Vedder.
Okay.
The charity is dedicated to funding research to discover treatments and cures for, here we go again, epidermolysis bullosa, a condition that causes blistering of the skin.
Does one of them have it?
I don't know.
Can you just?
Yeah.
I feel like we need to make it easier. You got to make it a little snappier than that.
It's a little tough. Like,
I agree.
Hey, Eddie Vedder's skin stuff. Come help us out.
Right. The Padres and Mariners play two series against each other every season. This year they meet in May, and then again, and that's in Seattle, and then in August in San Diego.
That's cool.
So very important.
Because he does split time. I think he's split time between the two, even though he's a diehard Cubs fan. I think he bounces now between, he's got a home up in the Puget Sound, and then he's got one down in San Diego. So that makes sense. And the Mariners share a training facility with the Padres.
Yeah, I was wondering why the Cubs were involved here.
Yeah. Maybe they just don't play enough.
But well, okay.
National League, American League, you know.
Do you think that
say the Mariners shared a training facility with Pearl Jam? But no.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Do you think that the Vetter Cup will inspire the players to play harder for those games?
I'm guessing no.
No, you don't think so?
It's still pretty cool. It's like when they try to tell us that the NBA whatever cup means anything, and everyone's like, "Yeah, no, I don't."
I think it's just the NBA Cup, isn't it?
I thought they gave it like a sponsor's name. I thought it was now.
Yeah, I want to say it was like Emirates Airline got the title. So it was like the Emirates Cup, but then it was also the NBA Cup.
Yeah. And look, it's dumb and no one cares. And to be honest with you, no one cares about this, but I love Pearl Jam and Eddie Vedder. So I think this is kind of cool.
How many, do you think any of the players will even know about the Vedder Cup?
Ooh.
Will anybody?
Oof. Look, Pearl Jam's getting a little long in the tooth. That's more of a our generation sort of thing. So
over or under one and a half players knows about this.
I'll go over.
On each team?
Yeah.
About the cup and the trophy and all that?
I'll go over.
Yeah. Over?
It's not going to be many.
But it's going to be close.
Well, look, if you're a 22-year-old kid from the Dominican Republic, I'm not certain that Pearl Jam is really... We need more of like the Bad Bunny Cup, I think would maybe something like the Reggaetron Cup, I think maybe a little more meaningful to those guys.
Why don't you get your buddy Lars Ulrich to make us a cup? the Lars Ulrich Cup.
I think that'd be more of a San Francisco Bay Area sort of thing. They do have a Metallica night with the Giants and the Sharks every night. Every year they do that.
They do branded giveaways and stuff like
that. Yeah, and they come out and play the national anthem and they do that. So they're Giants and Sharks fans. I'm not certain that there's a real connection that, and we don't really have any sports that they would. We don't have hockey and we don't have baseball. We don't really, you know, I don't think Metallica's big NBA guys that I know of.
And for our final story here, before we get to in the news, we've got a little dust up between DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons.
Yeah. Again, I feel like Micah Parsons, as good as he is, dude, he's kind of got some Kevin Durant online bitch stuff.
Well, he's big on it. He does a podcast and like he's really out there.
Yeah.
Like he likes to be, he's right in the middle of it.
Sure.
All of it.
Now, I would never say that to his face because he's a terrifying individual, but.
Yeah, I think he's a little off kilter.
He's very sensy. He's the modern day athlete and he's very sensy.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not like the olden days when you played.
Well, I mean, just
the what was that?
Well, the idea when we didn't have social media, but I don't know. I do feel like some of the guys that were in the league back when I was attempting to play because I didn't. A lot of the guys that I played with, like you're in a locker room with Bill Romanowski. Bill Romanowski is not putting up with this. He's just there's just not. There was more of an edge to those guys. Charles Haley is not. If Charles Haley was on the Cowboys, Charles Haley would slap the S out of Micah Parsons for his little online Twitter feud.
Yeah, Charles Haley was crazy.
He was terrifying.
So DeMarcus Lawrence is now with your Seahawks.
Yeah.
And when he arrived in the Pacific Northwest, he was speaking to blogger Brian Nemhauser. Mm-hmm. He's a Seahawks blogger. You may know Brian Nemhauser.
That I don't, but... You know,
and Lawrence said, "A change in scenery is always good, but Dallas is my home. I made my home there. My family lives there. I'm forever going to be there. But I know for sure I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there. So yeah, we here.
Yeah. We have a 10-second clip. I think this is that. Hold on.
You know, Dallas is my home. I made my home there. You know, my family lives there. You know, I'm forever going to be there. But you know, I know for sure I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there. So,
see, so
this is the part I don't understand. If you're if you've built your home in Dallas, you played there 10 years, and this is where you're going to live, and you say that you're Dallas through and through, and you wanted to come back to Dallas, they just couldn't meet your financial demands. Why do you go on a podcast and then crap all over the organization that you claim that you love? Like, what? And your former teammates? That just seems like an idiotic thing.
Well, Parsons saw that, yeah, or heard it. And he took to the social meds and said, "This what rejection and envy look like. This some clown s."
Again, as dumb as it is to say that, it's also dumb of Micah Parsons. Like, why? What good does this do? And then, of course, Lawrence has to fire back at Micah Parsons.
So Lawrence, yeah, he said, "Calling me a clown won't change the fact that I told the truth. Maybe if you spent less time tweeting and more time winning, I wouldn't have left."
That's the best line of this exchange.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And of course, Micah Parsons is going to come back. Well, you know, why don't you actually get on the field and then maybe we would have won. I mean, for him to call out Micah Parsons for being the reason why Dallas doesn't win. I mean, that's silly too. Dude, he's 10 times the player that Lawrence was. But this is just these online Twitter. Now I'm waiting for someone to be like, "Find me in the street," or, you know, when you come back down to Dallas, anytime you want this smoke,
it's,
you know,
fate on site.
Right.
Is Micah Parsons currently sprinting to Seattle to fight DeMarcus Lawrence?
Exactly. Right. It's just the same. It's the same crap. And it's just, it's kind of embarrassing. Like, if I was a Cowboys teammate and I was a leader, I would pull him aside and be like, "Dude, what are you? Why?" Like, what?
Well, I do think that's a thing with Parsons, is that, and it's not to say that he's the reason why Dallas isn't winning. There's a lot of reasons why Dallas isn't winning titles, but there is a thing about him that he's not, his eyes off the ball a lot with some of this off the field stuff and social media and thin skinned. And
he certainly loves him some Micah Parsons.
I mean, that
we know that
we want a guy, I just want ballers.
Yeah. Well, Dallas has so many problems. I mean, I could give you an hour straight on what's wrong with the Dallas Cowboys.
And smiles and glory holes.
It would be 55 minutes into that hour before I got to Micah Parsons. But
yeah, that's fair.
There is an element to that that I don't know if you want the leader of your defense to be, you want him to be Micah Parsons. I'm just not certain that can be the guy that sets the tone for your defense with all the other stuff. You'd rather have a player, even if he wasn't as good as Micah Parsons, you wish you had a player on your defense that was, even if he wasn't the same player, let's say your middle linebacker, that could actually be the focal point and kind of be the tone setter for your defense, as opposed to someone like Micah Parsons.
All right. Well, it's time for In the News. We got to move on. Babies. Mm-hmm. My beautiful babies.
It's 23-11.
Yeah, they're hanging in there.
How about that, boo-boo?
They got 11 at the 9-minute mark. Is that good?
I don't think that's good. No, we're pacing 22 for the half. I don't think that's going to get it done.
Do you like spiked ice cream?
I don't know if I've ever had it.
I don't think I have either.
Wow.
But it's a thing.
Do I have a whole new alcohol delivery system coming?
And it's, you do. It's coming to Portland.
Rum raisin.
We'll get to that next on In the News, but first, here's Buck.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, we're careening towards Joey Harrington's attempt at speed walking the 40 in under 10 seconds.
We expect him in the building within the next 20, 30
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, I think he'll be here soon. He's got to get his massage, get in the training room, get stretched out.
Well, he was foam rolling, you know, he was saying. Yeah. He's on a stretching program. He's battling a hip problem right now.
So Joey in studio today, 5:30. It is currently March 14, 2025. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted and humble newsman. It's brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Reuben Sandwich Day.
I like a good Reuben.
Tasty.
I mean, sandwiches in general are delicious.
And this is fitting. It is also White Day.
Oh. Well, there you go. The whites.
So,
not going to say anything else.
Why not?
It's uncomfortable. I know that I'll probably have to join a white supremacist gang. I knew that was coming.
I just have always preferred the white. I knew that I'm asking where the white power rankings go.
The color white to me just always works. I wish I could have more white things.
And here's the worst one.
Oh, yeah. They signed that brown guy, and then I went right past it. I knew it.
Unbelievable.
When the moment you said it was National White Day, I was like, oh, God.
What?
Unbelievable.
Here comes the barrage.
Cool. Anybody catch the blood moon last night?
I did not.
Hey, I did.
Did you?
Was it good?
Well, I went out to walk the dog, and I'm like, oh, yeah, Isaac said there was a lunar eclipse. And I looked up, and about half of it was covered with the shadow of the Earth.
Was it cool?
Sure. I was like, can I take a picture of it? And you look through your phone, and you're like, nope. Just good enough for the naked eye, not really for the picture.
Doesn't look cool in the pictures?
It's fine.
Last night, I saw everyone posting about it on Twitter.
Oh, really?
And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then I thought about going outside, and then I didn't.
I don't know if I could. I mean, I guess Buck saw it in, where are you, Beaverton?
Yeah, it was clear as a bell around, I don't know, it was like 10:15 or so. Okay. So it was starting to do the thing where it's fully covered, but it was still half out there.
There are actually some cool pictures of it from Seattle.
Yeah.
The Space Needle and all that.
It just looked kind of crappy out, and it was cloudy. I didn't know how much, and I was like, yeah, I don't need to go stand outside. It was quite cold. Very rarely does the...
Such commitment from you.
Well, I don't know about it. Like, anytime they have one of these events and it's occurring at night, I just... You know. That's my level of commitment. I take one look and I'm like, ah, I got to put on shoes. I'm like, yeah, I'm ready.
The Shamrock Run is returning to Portland on Sunday.
Oh, yes.
You going to be running in the Shamrock
Run? I thought about it again, and then I decided no.
No, but, you didn't. You thought about it?
Yeah, I thought
Have
about
you
it.
Run this? No, you didn't. I don't see you running.
No, I was going to run it the 1 year, and then COVID happened, and I was like, well, God, I'd been training for it.
You would have broke the record.
I was all geared up for it, and then COVID happened, and then, of course, you know, I was like, hey, if you're not going to let me run it during COVID, I'm just out. So now I'm kind of over the Shamrock Run, you know. It's not really in my wheelhouse.
15,000 runners.
Yeah.
Road closures, they're saying, will begin as early as 5 p.m. tomorrow. The first race is Sunday at 7:45. All races are on NATO Parkway, at least they begin on NATO Parkway, between the Hawthorne and Burnside Bridges. All bridges will remain open, and all roads west of First will remain open. But other than that, you're screwed.
What time does the first race
7:45.
Because I will say, I am going to the Kells boxing match tonight, down there where they're doing that.
Wondering if you're still going to be up.
Wildly drunk. And I was going to say, if that was like a 5 a.m. start, there's a chance that I could see the start of the
race. This is Sunday.
Oh.
Not tomorrow.
No, not then. But yeah, that's a good time down there. If you ever, because they do a whole festival down there. Kells puts on a big thing on the waterfront. They got concerts. That's a good time. It's a good time. We go to the boxing event every year, and it's St. Patrick's Day itself can be a lot, but we do some cool stuff around the city leading up to St. Because St. Patty's Day is what, Tuesday, Monday?
Monday.
I believe it's Monday this year.
Yeah.
So it's been about a year and a half since we first learned that Portland could be on the verge of getting an ice cream spot that features ice cream with booze in it.
Mm-hmm.
This was all the way back in November of 2023 when the Willamette Week reported that Portland's first Tipsy Scoop would open. On North Mississippi.
Is it here?
Well, they kept moving the dates back and back and back and back and back. But now they are saying that Tipsy Scoop will open Friday, May 2nd.
I am intrigued about eating my alcohol, but I don't. Does alcohol and ice cream, does that blend well together?
I mean,
I don't know.
I'm not going to go out of my way to consume it.
Yeah. I think it'll be fine.
Yeah.
The ice creams are going to be good. You're not, if you're trying to get a buzz from booze, you're not going to go eat the ice cream because of it. If you want really great ice cream, they might have some good flavors. It's going to be a novelty
thing. I guess my question is why? Why?
Well, I think,
what are we doing?
I think alcohol, that's why.
Well, I know, but, well, with alcohol, just go to a bar. I just have it at home. I don't need to go get ice cream.
See, here's the thing. People often get shamed for sitting in a bar, which, shame on you for being shamed. It's fantastic. So I think the idea of, like, alcohol in fun ways, it's more of like, this is going to be like a cheesy date night spot. That way you don't feel bad about drinking on a Wednesday night. You go and get a scoop, but I don't know. I do like a White Russian, so I mean that's got some cream in it. Why not throw a scoop of ice cream in there and make like an alcoholic root beer float? Could be intriguing to me.
They're calling them Barlers, you know, like parlor.
Yeah,
ice cream parlor.
Barlers.
Barler. Mm. They have a location in New York City, Washington D.C., Bahamas, and Portland's will be at 3987 North Mississippi Avenue. It'll be the first West Coast location. They're working with local partners like Wild Roots for a Marion Berry vodka ice cream.
Yeah.
Portland Syrups for delicious ice cream sundae toppings. Tipsy Scoop celebrates its opening with $1 scoops for the first 25 peeps.
Oh, just 25?
Yeah, that's not very many, is it?
That's going to go quick. Because I've had like alcoholic milkshakes before. I've had that.
Yeah, I've had a boozy milkshake.
Yeah, you're on. I mean, that's like a pina colada. It's the same theory. But I don't know if I've ever just had. Because this isn't like ice cream that you're just pouring alcohol on. It's like built into the ice cream.
Yeah. It's built in there. Hammer and nails.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think I'm out.
Look, it's not. I don't think I will seek out Tipsy Scoops, but I promise you, this is the sort of place that the BTJ will go because she hears it's, quote, cute. She will go to places solely based on the cuteness factor. And if this has like some sort of elaborate design and is like cute decor, then I will go at some point because it's adorable.
They've probably got like some cool like hot neon piping around, and you can do a peace sign with your ice cream in front and then post it to Instagram.
Oh, if there's a chance to Instagram Wes with a boozy ice cream while her making the peace sign, I guarantee at some point we will be at Tipsy Scoops. And then here will be in my frustration is we'll go to Tipsy Scoops. It'll be like $19.50 for a scoop of ice cream, and there'll be like a quarter shot of rum mixed in with my ice cream.
Yeah, someone said how much booze is in it. I don't know. I don't know, bro.
I don't think there would be enough that it could get you really messed up.
I don't know, Broheem.
But eating your alcohol, like if you ever go on like a tropical vacation, slice a watermelon in half and like pour some rum or vodka in there and let it sit and then eat it. It's delightful.
Deal says, do I really need to hide my alcoholism that much?
Well, and I think people do try to hide their drinking and they disguise it around these sorts of things.
But this will be the wrong way to do that. Like, I still don't think you're getting turned up on a double scoop.
I'm with you. Yeah. Well, and it's probably, you know, I tell you where they got you, where it's good, is if you have a barler, but you also have just regular ice cream.
Yeah.
So you can take the kids, but then you can also get a little tipsy.
And it's just going to come down to, is it good ice cream?
Yeah, but see, I think ice cream's always good. It's a bit like pizza. I mean, there's better than, you know, ice cream, there's some that's better than others, but it's all good. It's because it's ice cream. This is why salt and straw works.
Hell yeah, that's good pizza.
I mean, you have Thanksgiving dinner ice cream. Like, that doesn't sound good, but you know why it's good?
It's ice cream.
Because it's ice cream.
Yeah, it's a valid point. Look, I'll let you know when I get sucked into going to Tipsy Scoop. I'll let you know how it is. Don't worry, we'll Instagram.
Yeah, I want a review.
Yeah. Hashtag Tipsy Scoop. Peace.
All right, we have a fraud scheme coming up next. This is In the News, March 14, 2025. All right, we're back. It is In the News, March 14, 2025. Have one more story for you guys here. It's about a fraud scheme. A Portland couple were sentenced to 57 months in federal prison on Wednesday for stealing $34 million from two former clients.
Yowzers.
Through their chauffeur and limousine business.
Damn. How do you steal 34? I guess if you're using a chauffeur limousine business, maybe those are the big wigs, but God, $34
million. Astra Car Services LLC. The couple, Sergey and Galina Lebedenko, will serve 3 years of supervised release with restitution to be determined later. They met their victim in 2007 when Sergey was hired as a driver. By 2018, he was driving the victim almost daily, while Galina managed the victim's personal tasks, including bill payments and pet care. Despite the extensive services provided, no written contract existed, and the couple charged the victim's credit card directly, often without invoices. The fraudulent activity spanned 7 years, during which the Lebedenkos charged exorbitant amounts, such as $18,000 in a single day for minor tasks.
How much money did this guy have?
A lot, apparently.
I was going to say, like, you got an $18,000 charge, and you just were like, oh, it's fine.
The stolen funds financed a lavish lifestyle, including the purchase of 14 properties, 7 vehicles, and luxury items like jewelry and gold bars.
By the way, does that seem a little light that you stole $34 million and you get 3 years of release? Like three years of basically house arrest?
It definitely does. The court has ordered the forfeiture of assets acquired through the fraud, including real estate and financial accounts. Yeah. With the government seeking remission of these assets to the victim.
Yeah, they're not getting $34 million back. He's lucky if he gets a quarter of that back. I just can't believe, like...
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's just not... That's not a lot of time at all.
No, they didn't even have to go to jail.
No, you just get 3 years of basically supervised hanging out.
Now, how much... you know, I don't know who these old rich people are, but... Are you paying attention to anything?
No, clearly not.
I mean, anything?
No.
You never see your bill? You never...
$34 million over 7 years, and it never once was like,
Ron, are you paying attention?
Nope.
I mean, it goes to show you. I mean, if you have that much money, maybe it just doesn't matter. You know, I mean, if you're worth $1 billion, was over 34 over 7 years, right? So you're stealing, you know, four or five million a year. I mean, I guess it's all relative. What if someone was stealing, like, let's say, $1,000 from you a year, and they were working for you on a daily basis? Would you notice it? And maybe that's all this is.
Yeah.
Because they just don't care. Especially because it sounds like the one gal was in charge of the finances, right?
Right.
So, if you're the one and you just tell the guy, I don't know, he's like, all the bills paid? Yeah, it's all good.
This is right out of Office Space. It's only a little bit, and they won't even notice that it's gone. And Jennifer Aniston's like, how's that not stealing again?
Yeah. Pretty much. Oh, it's pennies. They'll never notice it.
All right, that's your In the News. March 14, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
Yeah, by the way, we're going into half here, and BYU's down by 20.
Right.
And in case you're wondering, it's not good when we're going into the half, BYU's down by 20, and BYU has 20.
Could be worse.
So if Houston doesn't score another point, BYU can tie this thing and send it into overtime.
Could be worse.
Meanwhile, it appears Caitlin Clark is in attendance at the Big Ten tournament tonight.
All right. Duke's hammering North Carolina.
Yeah.
Who needs Cooper Flagg?
Apparently not Duke.
All right. Well, that's your in the news. Coming up next, the Hot 5-5, and we're expecting a momentary arrival.
There you go.
From Joey Harrington. He's coming in, stewed.
He's got to walk.
Yep.
Speed walk.
It's a big night.
When I'm keeping my eye on him, there will be no jogging.
It's a big night.
There will be a walk.
All right, we'll reset that and get you the Hot 5 at 5 next on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.